The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
A Dublin city centre playground has been severely damaged by fire just months after it was repaired at a cost of €400,000 following an earlier blaze. Now, Gardaí are currently investigating the fire that broke out at Diamond Park Playground. It's on Sean McDermott Street and it started around 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. For more on this, I'm joined by Ruth Breen, who's a designated liaison person for community after school projects. Hello, Ruth.
How are you, Claire?
I'm good. Your heart must be broken over this.
Do you know what? We're all devastated, Claire, to be honest with you. It's just, and the children especially, you know, there isn't enough green space, as you all know, in the northeast inner city. And I've worked around here for 24 years. It's an amazing community, Claire. But like 2 years ago, it reopened because it had been closed and they were spending all this money for a revamp of an amazing park with fantastic equipment. That was August 23. And then within 4 or 5 months, it was damaged. The children couldn't play on one side because one of the equipment was melted away. It was only part. Now, it's nothing compared to what happened there over the weekend. It's totally destroyed again.
So tell me what it was like, because, I mean, to have had that amount of money spent on it, I imagine it was lovely, was it?
It was amazing because the actual play equipment for the children was outstanding. It was, you know, big two towers and they could climb and there were swings that were suitable for like an even older age children. It was just a fabulous, and everyone gathered in it. Do you know what I mean? It was just, and even the locals walking by would just sit in the green area and there was a football area at the back. The children loved that. And all of a sudden, damage. So the children couldn't play on one side of the whole beautiful equipment because it was dangerous. So then, you know, people used it, but not so much then because there was green railings put around it because it was a safety issue. And then all of a sudden at the weekend, it's totally destroyed. As you saw yourself, it was engulfed.
So it's gone, basically.
It's gone. Completely gone.
I mean, I don't know what you think is the solution to this. I mean, I know there have been calls for more policing in the area. I mean, what do you think would, if it was to be rebuilt again, and we don't know whether it will be or not, but if it was, how could you protect it?
Well, Claire, now I'm going to talk old school with you, because I think park rangers, when I grew up, and there was one guy that used to look after Mountjoy Square and Sean McDermott Street, and a great local man, but unfortunately he's not well at the moment. But if they had a park ranger in each park, it's a deterrent. I mean, I know the police presence is always, it's Dublin City we live, you know, it's always good to have extra police presence. But I think the old school way, every park when I was a child had a park ranger in it, and it was a deterrent. You know, and I just feel Dublin City Council did that and put a park ranger in each park.
Right, who'd be someone who would be there all the time. And
yeah,
when you were growing up, that was enough of a deterrent for any sort of would-be troublemakers.
I'm not saying my age over the radio, but I have to. I'm in my 50s. So when I was, 70s, 80s, you know, they were the time you'd always have a park ranger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Dublin 8 and we always saw them in the parks, you know, so...
It's just,
you don't see them anymore.
It's such a pity because, you know, I just remembering back to when you have small children, you're desperate for somewhere to go. You know, those hours during the day that you have to fill where they can play 100%. And be free and be safe. And just that it's gone now, it's an awful loss, isn't it?
I mean, it really is, Claire. And we're the Community After Schools Projects and we're around since 95. So the children come to us after school, the three local schools. And we love the park. That's a little outing, you know. And if it's, you know, in between the rain, it's handy to have the park directly across from the project, you know. And also all the families living in apartments and the flats, you know, they haven't got enough green space. It's great to go over to the park for a couple of hours, you know, from home, but sure, that's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. And it's because it's the second time that it's happened. It's hard to sort of then for the community to push for it to be rebuilt again because
they're getting disheartened.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
But
it's so needed, the extra green space. You know, there is no, people haven't got gardens, you know, it's city centre. So that's needed so much, you know, and it's just heartbreaking on the children.
So
the locals are heartbroken.
Well, you would be saying, Ruth, that despite this having happened twice, that it is worth going at it again, but you have to put the staff in to protect it.
I definitely think it's worth doing again, Claire. And, you know, put park rangers, give men the a new position, you know, employ them like they did years ago, you know, that they used to do the gardening in it and stuff, but just have a park ranger in each park. And as it's a deterrent, you know.
All right. Well, listen, let's hope it does get rebuilt again and that it is protected this time. That is Ruth Breen from the Community After School Projects. And that playground was on Sean McDermott Street and it was damaged at 3:30 on Saturday. Well, damage written off by the sounds of it from what Ruth has told us. And Gardaí continue to investigate.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.